Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to hour two of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I am, Jake, I love you, but I'm incredibly disappointed in you, and you know why. But before we get into that, all right, it's the noon hour here on the Adam Carriker Show, and you know what that means. It's lunchtime, ladies and gentlemen. The lunch hour of the Adam Carriker Show on The Ticket is sponsored by our friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two numero dos locations at 11th and Cornhusker and 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try the burnt-end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, and half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker. And at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2. We just did an on-location show there last Friday. We will be doing another on-location show here in the next few weeks at Mulberry Barbecue South location. All right. See you fine folks there again soon. All right. Read the comment and then tell me your reaction to the comment. And then we can move on. Because Jake, oh man, what are we doing here? How do you not know what this meant, Jake?
So the comment was, hey, Adam and Jake, I want to thank you guys for the great show. TTRGBR. And I know what GBR stands for. I did not know what TTR stood for.
I thought you said TTB.
TTB, sorry. See, I don't know what it is.
We can get the right letter.
Well, I threw everybody off.
Throw the TTB, bones, man.
Throw the bones.
Mm. Oh. All right. For the rest of today, when you text in, I just kindly ask that you put hashtag TTB at the end. And we will help our good friend and good buddy Jake to remember TTB. I'm surprised you couldn't just like figure that out, man.
Those I was going to Google it. I don't think it was going to help if I Googled it.
I don't think that's going to come up in Google. We got to make it. Like The Rock turns SmackDown into a word that's in Webster's Dictionary. We got to get TTB to be something that becomes a little bit more common. We got to start talking about it more, using it more, knowing what it means more. All right. We got a couple of clips here. Surprise me with whichever one you want to play first.
All right. Let's start with Matt Rhule here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a theme that we're talking about as a team this whole week. That's one of our themes. You know, I had a chance to go to Bud's send-off. And, you know, as I told our team, we hope that we have a great year. We hope that next year is a great year. We hope when you look at our sidelines, all these Husker fans, you know, but like, Bud's one of the OGs, right? He's one of the original ones, right? Like he came out there for Colorado for us last year, you know, when we hadn't beaten Colorado. So I'm grateful him and who he is, and he's made it, yet he still continues to live in his community and pour into Omaha and pour into the kids in the community. So I think he's a role model for all of us who are blessed to give back. But what I love about Bud is, you know, he's going to go out and fight Saturday night, and he's a first ballot pro boxing Hall of Famer, right? And, you know, he's certainly not just doing it for the money, right? Like, and so he's risking his legacy because he wants to go out and he wants to be the first person to be three times unified champion. You know what I mean? Like no one's ever done it before. And so what I love about him is he could just sit back and be like, no, I'm not going to fight. No, I'm not going to fight Canelo. You know, I'm the greatest there ever was, but he's going to risk the chance when you step in the ring, who knows what he's going to risk that because he's such a competitor that he can't stand the fact that he has a chance to do something that no one else has done. Cause I believe two people have done two times unified or multiple, you know, like two different weight class, I believe, but no one's done three. So he has a chance to go. He's going to go up in weight and challenge himself in weight and be the underdog for the first time ever. But he doesn't care about any of that. Cause he doesn't care what other people say. He's a competitor. He's going to go out there and he expects to win. And so you think about like a message for our guys, like, look, one thing I keep telling them is like, if the pressure, like, oh my gosh, the pressure to perform feels like too much right now. Wait, just wait. Like the pressure doesn't go away. Like it doesn't go away. And it makes you either fight or flight. And some people would flee. And what I love about Bud Crawford is he just, no pun intended, he fights. He accepts the challenge. He moves forward. He puts his city, his state, his legacy on his back. And he goes out there and he risks it all in the ring because he's the ultimate, ultimate competitor. And so that's the analogy for our team. For us on this, there was a blood moon last night, you know, so we think those are pretty cool things, you know, kind of a red eclipse. And, when they say the history, you know, you go back to like Asia and, you know, all across the world and people saw like the blood moons, the red moon, the orange moon, whether they thought like the wolf was trying to eat the moon or, you know, a dragon was trying to eat the moon, it usually means that there's a war coming. You know, it usually means there's some period of war coming. And that's what I think Saturday night for Bud. So we're Team Bud Crawford. And you know what? Canelo's one of the greatest. We respect them, but we are Team Crawford around here. But I think it's just a great message for our team, right? Like, don't just sit there and hope that you get accolades. Risk it all. Risk it all to be great. Thanks, guys.
What do you think of that, Jake?
It's a great breakdown. It's been awesome to see Matt Rhule kind of be behind Bud Crawford. Of course, Crawford helped lead Nebraska out of the tunnel against Colorado, and I just love the connection that seemed to be laying there for a long time that never really kind of connected until recently with Bud Crawford supporting the Huskers. But specifically kind of going through that, it is a good message because Bud, doesn't have to jump around all these weight classes. I mean, he could just kind of say, hey, I'm the king of my weight class, but you know, he's fighting upward and attempting to be and to prove more like they're kind of saying. And again, especially, you know, kind of going into this weekend where maybe the motivation might be a little bit less because you kind of feel like you're going to have the win in hand. That's a good message, I think.
Has anybody texted in with TTB?
Not yet.
Oh, just type in TTB, folks. Just make my day. Just make me happy. All right, so you look at this. Well, first of all, what Matt had to say, I loved it because it kind of goes back to his halftime speech. If you're a competitor, you're going to approach things a certain way, and it doesn't care what the surrounding things are, for lack of a better way to put it. A competitor is a competitor, 33 to nothing. Then you go actually score 35 points in the second half. That's what a competitor does. Hopefully, we do something similar. I'm not saying it's got to be 16 nothing versus Houston Christian. Probably going to be a shorter game. We have the ball less, maybe not score as much. I would love a second shutout, but that's hard to do two games in a row. But you look at Bud Crawford. A competitor is going to be like, okay, I won this weight division. What's next? Let's go to that weight division. I won that one too. Okay, cool. Like a competitor doesn't just sit and hang out and chill on their laurels. Remember when Stone Cold Steve Austin said that to Dean Ambrose, I think it was John Moxley, but on his podcast years ago. So for those who don't know, John Moxley, aka Dean Ambrose in WWE, was the world heavyweight champion. He went on Steve Austin's podcast. Frankly, it was one of the most horrifically horrible interviews I've ever seen. Austin got pissed at him, said he was resting on his laurels. In other words, you're being lazy because you're on top. Now, you can debate whether it was right, whether it was wrong, whether he was right, whether he was wrong, whether he should have or should have not done it. But the fact is, you can get to a point where you can be like, I'm good. And I'll feel like continuing to push. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that's a bad thing, especially I don't know where you're at in life. I don't know what your goals are, what your age is, what you've done, what you want to do, what you don't want to do, what's going on. Okay. In Bud Crawford's case, in a true competitor's case, especially if you're young enough, you're like, what's next? And you don't worry about going out. What if I lose? Well, what if I lose? That hurts my legacy. No. A true competitor. First of all, if Bud loses, how does that hurt his legacy? I think it helps. because he was willing to do this, which is an absurdly uncommon thing to do and takes a lot of guts. Am I crazy to say that I think it would help his legacy, even if he loses, like if it's a great competitive match, you know, if he gets, he's not going to get slaughtered. But if he did, that would obviously be something different. He's too good a fighter. He's either going to win, or if he loses, it's a close, great competitive match. I actually think it helps because it shows guts, a uniqueness, and something that's rare.
I think if you dive deep into it, I think it could be a good look. But I mean, it's what I held so dearly to college football over the years, and in boxing's the same way. That zero, that undefeated mark that he has, that some boxers over time have. Same thing with college football teams. Stuff to argue. And so, you know, to be taken out of that class, that's what's always on the line for Bud Crawford. And that's why it is very respectful to keep moving up and trying to prove himself more when he's undefeated. And so to me, he does have kind of a lot to lose, because I think you lose a little bit of your aura if you lose even one. And that's kind of what's going on with Canelo. Canelo is one of the best of all time too, but he's dropped a few.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
I remember that Pacquiao fight. What was that, 07? Why that pops into my head from 18 years ago is beyond me. Obviously, he's a great fighter. That was one night that didn't go his way. Man, I don't know. I compare it to, and Bud's fate has faced a lot of great fighters, but let's say you're the Big 12 champ in college football, to put it in college football terms. You're the Big 12 champ. You've beaten everybody. You played a good non-conference schedule, Power 4 teams. And you have a chance to go play the SEC champ, the NFL of the college football. Do you think it's better to go play and lose a close game? I mean, obviously, if you win, you don't have to talk about that. Do you think it's better to just not, we're undefeated, we're going to rest on our laurels? Or do you think it's better to go play Alabama, Georgia? Maybe you lose by a point or a last-second field goal. Arizona State earned way more respect in that loss versus Texas than they did the entire season leading up to it, where they won a conference championship and dominated their opponent in the conference championship game. I kind of liken it to that. Now, personally, I'll be honest with you. To be clear, I don't want to mislead people. I'm taking Bud. I am. I think he's just a better fighter. It's the only thing that makes me nervous is the weight. Like, he is going up some weight here. That's the biggest challenge. If they were just always the same weight, it's two great fighters, I would take Bud. I think he's more skilled. I think he's better. That's just my humble opinion. I'm not a boxing expert. Does fighting a bunch when you're a kid growing up, does that count? Probably not.
Who'd you fight?
Dude, I shouldn't have opened that door. It was too often too many, and it was whatever was available was allowed. So it was definitely not in the middle of a boxing ring. I think that Big 12 championship team would actually earn more respect even if they lost to the SEC champ. In my opinion, like, my favorite thing that Tom Osborne ever did, as crazy as this sounds, was go for two. That's just me. And maybe that's the competitor in me. I respect people who are willing to go for it all. And if it doesn't go your way, I respect that more than never trying to begin with. That's just me. I've never had a fear of failure. I'm terrified of not trying. That's what scares me, because the regret later on in life is what would bother me. I never tried. Well, I tried and I lost. I can live with that. All right, fine. I failed to get back in the NFL. For 2 years, day and night, I tried. I had the number to almost every GM in the NFL, almost every head coach. I have interacted with Ozzie Newsome, Bill O'Brien when he was the head coach of the Texans, up till 2 a.m, doing everything I could, and I failed. And as much as that sucks, You know what would have bothered me more had I not tried? I can look back and be like, dang, I did everything I could. I had 6 major knee surgeries, 10 total surgeries, and I was not the same player. I genuinely think I could have made a team. Nobody agreed with me, and that's okay, and I failed. I look back with zero regret because I couldn't have done it anymore. Had I said, oh, I just don't think I can do it, I'm done, that would have haunted me to the day I die. That's just how I operate. I don't know. What do you think about all this, Jake?
No, I mean, I agree with you. I like how they, you know, I like going for it, right? And I think that's what makes this fight particularly interesting, too. I just still think, you know, there's just something you can't take away from an undefeated team. And to that, you know, that 83 Nebraska team, that could be, people would argue, maybe one of the best teams to never win a championship. But then you're in that category, right? And it's a good category, you know, obviously, when you look at the scope of things of where teams could be. But again, when you can just compare that to, I mean, if he wins here, I think you're starting to talk about comparing him to Mayweather, who was undefeated all time, and that sort of stuff. If he loses, I think you probably just drop a few, you know, few spots in the all-time boxer list. I just think that, you know, it's tough to argue at the top.
Is Mayweather undefeated, 50-plus wins? Now, his last couple of fights, it was Logan Paul. Who did he fight after that? Because it was kind of like non-regular pro boxers. Now, Mayweather, he has flat out said, I can solve any Da Vinci code once I get in that ring. And he really could. Undefeated, great career. Not taking anything away from that. But I think one of the things that people, if they want to use against him, was he didn't have the same level of competition. Like, Ali had multiple losses. Mike Tyson had multiple losses. He tried to bite a man's ear off. And I think some people would put Mayweather below all the guys I just mentioned, despite the losses, because of the level of competition they faced. Not a big deal. Is there anything off the text line? Has anybody said TTB? Just make me happy.
There's several folks.
Thank you. Yes, plenty. Throw the bones. Now you know what it means, Jake. Now I'm happy. My day has been made. Is there anything off the old? I never thought we'd dive this much into boxing. We haven't gotten in to Dylan Raiola and what he expects from the team and the projected bowls. You never know where this show's going to go, but is there any thoughts on the boxing here?
Doesn't look like it necessarily. It looks, somebody says, whoa, Mayweather does not hold a candle to Bud. The only people he has ever, I can't read that. Okay.
So the level of competition is held against him.
To a degree, but remember it was him, not Pacquiao, that beat Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah. It was Pacquiao. I mean, that's my point.
That's what I'm saying. So Mayweather,
it's held against Mayweather.
Mayweather beat Canelo Alvarez.
Are you that team that would have won the Big East championship in football and then would have boycotted the bowl game so you could stay undefeated? Would you have done that, Jake? Would that have been you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he beat Pacquiao and Alvarez. I mean, so he's had some good Shane Mosley. I mean, he had some good Oscar De La Hoya. He had some good names underneath him.
I'm not questioning Floyd Mayweather. What I've heard, and I'm not a boxing expert, but what I've heard people say is where exactly that text was going, and then you stopped reading it.
Right, yeah.
He has not had the level of competition as some of the other guys that I mentioned. Now, that's drastically different weight classes. The guys I mentioned were the heavyweights, you know.
Yeah.
These guys are not quite that weight. But just real quick, and then we will get into Dylan Raiola, projected bowl games at this early point in the season after 2 whole games for Nebraska. All right, Terrence Crawford is moving up 2 divisions Saturday to face Canelo Alvarez for his undisputed super middleweight championship. 9 p.m. Eastern time on Netflix is when it will start. Crawford, 41-0. 31 knockouts, has won titles in 4 weight classes, and has been undisputed champion at junior welterweight and welterweight. If he beats Canelo, he will become the first fighter in men's boxing to unify all 4 major belts in 3 divisions. All right, Canelo, 63-2-2 is his career record. 39 knockouts, defeated Caleb Plant by 11th round TKO in November of 2021 to become undisputed champion at 168 pounds. He made 4 successful defenses before the IBF stripped him for not fighting mandatory challenger William Skull and instead facing Edgar Berlanga. So he apparently, I don't know why he didn't fight him, but he didn't fight someone he was supposed to, so he was stripped of a belt. All right, Canelo eventually fought Skull, there you go, in May to regain the championship. All Canelo victories since stopping Plant have been by decision. Can Crawford be successful in a higher division is the question. Now, what's interesting is Canelo is the favorite. You go through the ESPN pickers, though. Okay, even Mike Tyson, pick Crawford. Amir Khan, Crawford. Mike Tyson, Crawford. Timothy Bradley Jr., Crawford. Christy Martin, Crawford. Crawford, 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 Crawford. John Leguizamo. I hope I said that right. He's an actor, it says. All right, pick Canelo, Anthony Ramos, actor, Canelo. Then you got Crawford, Canelo. I mean, it's like, I would say 80% of those folks, despite the odds, are picking Crawford. All right, who are you officially taking in this? I'm taking Crawford. The only thing that makes me nervous is weight can be tricky sometimes. This isn't one class. It's a couple of weight classes. I think just as far as being a pure fighter, I think Crawford's better, and I'm going to go with Crawford.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Obviously, having Anthony Leinhardt-Smith was in the other day, and he knows a lot more about it than I do. So, I mean, he's on Team Bud Crawford. He says Canelo's just, I mean, he's so good defensively and so good offensively that if he gets some strikes in there, obviously to look out for that. But, you know, I'll go with Crawford. Again, not a boxing expert, mostly because I'm a Husker fan, and obviously he's tied to the Huskers. But also, again, the undefeated deal does kind of ring to me is that if you show that you haven't shown that you can be beat, I'm going to wait till somebody proves it to me to bet against you.
All right. Anything off the text line before we go to break? And then we will move on to Dylan Raiola expecting a high, like no excuses for high level of play from Nebraska. And also who Nebraska might face in a potential bowl game.
Just a lot of support for Bud. And again, a lot of hashtag TTB.
Love it. TTB. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Throw the bone.